Indians struck out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Cleveland's baseball team is being renamed.
This is the city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
That was actor Tom Hanks announcing the change for
the Cleveland Major League Baseball team, which had called itself the Indians since 1915.
Fox's Jared Max.
Guardians, a name inspired by the Art Deco statues on Cleveland's Lorraine Carnegie Bridge. The name changed to go into effect after this season.
So, unlike the Washington football team that dropped Redskins right away amid complaints from Native Americans, they're still the Cleveland Indians for the rest of this season. In Japan, the emperor just declared the Olympics, delayed a year by COVID, are now open at a ceremony in a nearly empty stadium in Tokyo where there were fireworks and athletes parading in masks, most of them. There was also a moment of silence for those who died of COVID. The First Lady attended the ceremony. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live at the White House.
Dave, First Lady Jill Biden, who's leading the U.S. delegation to Japan, wore a black mask in the stands of the opening ceremony. Earlier, she told Team USA they're setting a good example for students returning to classrooms this fall, saying they're going to need a lot of help.
I'm so looking forward to watching you compete, and as a teacher, I think what you're doing is so important in the area of mental health.
The First Lady spoke to Allison Schmidt, a four-time Olympic swimmer and mental health advocate who's been open about her struggles with depression. Dave?
Rachel, more than 80% of U.S. athletes are vaccinated. Two Americans were among the 13 athletes who tested positive so far. The number of COVID cases here in the U.S. topped 50,000 again yesterday.
The vaccines are good against all of the variants that are out there, including the Delta variant.
President Biden again urging the nearly third of American adults who haven't gotten the dose to get the shots. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes the world can seem a cold place. So we gotta bring the warmth to it. Sometimes the world can seem a broken place, so we gotta strive to fix it. At the end of the day, we are empowered to create the world we wanna live in. So we prepare for the worst, but we must always, always expect the best. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So, 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free, but you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group. We got the next hour or so to talk. Talked about economy, talked about what's going on. Brought some guests in here today from South County, Middle South County. We got the city administrator from Somerton, Jerry Cabrera. Good morning.
Good morning.
We also have the Hector Tapia, who's the business development down there in Somerton. So really what we want to do is talk for this hour about what's going on in Somerton and some of the good things you guys are doing down there. I don't go to there a lot, but every time I drive through, it seems like there's more houses, more development, and things of that sort. So that's good for taxes, base, good for jobs, good for everything else. But before we get started, Jerry, tell us a little bit about your background and kind of how you ended up where you're at.
Well, it's a long story, but actually I was born here in Yuma, raised in Somerton all my life, pretty much been there all my life, you know. And I actually was a school teacher, preschool teacher, kindergarten, third grade, you know, helped with middle school and became assistant superintendent there at Somerton Elementary there. And then opportunities arose, and here I am as a state administrator for Somerton, which is kind of great. It's been funny because when I started this, I was doing some of the same kind of stuff of infrastructure, and it kind of took a toll in terms of what I was doing and where we were going and the vision and whatnot. So it was a great partnership between city council and myself, and we're moving forward on a great vision that we have here in the next couple of years. That Somerton has blossomed and is going to continue to blossom, and it's great because we're seeing lots and lots and lots of growth, a lot of diversity, which is great for our county more than anything else, and it's just a beautiful town.
Yeah, it seems, so you've been administrator for how long?
It's going to be a year here in September.
Okay, so you're up. That seems like you guys are pretty flexible, too, on the thought of growth. I mean, I read in the paper, so I'm not too connected, but I noticed that you guys aren't afraid to do some infrastructure, or I think you passed some tax for growth for utilities and that.
Yeah, that's right, and we actually just did get some loans to put a new lift station to make sure that we serve our high school or anything else, and future developments in that area. We're looking at a possibly another one here for the east side of town as well. So we're having a lot of growth. We're also assisting with Valley Vista Water as well, so we're kind of growing in that area for infrastructure. We're also putting in a third tank, a 1.2 million gallon tank that's coming on this year as well. So it's those needs that our residents require, and we want to make sure that level of service is met.
And you guys are thinking farther out, 10, 15, 20 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, not that. You need water, right?
You need water.
Yeah. So I know you guys are excited about the new development next to the high school. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Hector, you want to take over on this one?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the city bought 55 acres back in 2017 as part of the high school purchase also. The high school bought 76 acres. The city bought 55. Out of those 55, the city is dedicating 20 acres for commercial development. And right now we actually doing some negotiations to sell 3 lots. The subdivision is 7 lots right now. So we are in the process of selling 3 out of those 7.
And that's right on the main street, but a little farther down, right? How far from main street is it? Not too far, is it?
Well, it's right on main street. It's just from Cesar Chavez, or many of us had known it as Avenue F. A quarter of a mile.
Okay, yeah, so a lot of that's where the traffic's at. So I know with the city owning it, it's a little different. I mean, in a sense, maybe talk about the process of what people have to do to get accepted once you...
Yeah, yes. The process, it is that we have to go to a big process, and a proposal needs to come in. And then based on those proposals, city council has the option to select the best for the best interest of the city. And that's what we went through. We opened the bid 3 years ago. And in the last year, we have more interest.
And the process also involves a set time frame for building, so someone can't just sit on it for 10
no.
years.
Yeah. No, the process has to be included in the negotiations. After the proposal is selected, then the city needs to go through a council resolution and a development agreement for the sale. So typically, what we have done in the past is within 2 years, you have to start construction.
Okay.
That's a standard.
Yeah. So next to the high school, which is a big deal, and I'm sure that's going to put Somerton on the map. Do you guys have your mascot picked out yet, or do you know?
That's a Yuba Union High School district decision. It's not a seat of Somerton decision.
Okay, yeah. But, you know, high school brings more, you know, city proudness or whatever you want to say, and, the football home games and all that are going to add a lot more entertainment, so that's great.
One thing that we noticed with Somerton High School coming in since its conception, and I'm going back 2007 or so. That's when this high school started kind of the conversation started, but because of the housing crisis, it kind of went to a wayside. And the Yuma Union High School administration took it upon themselves with the assistance of some of the city of Somerton residents, obviously, and helped the pot pass this bond. And it's been a partnership more than anything else for the last couple of years. It's been struggling, obviously, and, you know, being patient was the forte of making sure that this went through. Obviously, our legislators made it happen, and that's the great thing about our Yuma County administrators and our legislators, that they assisted in making sure this happened, and the governor signed off on it. So it's a great partnership. And it wasn't just the Yuma Union High School District. It was also Somerton School District that, you know, assisted with the whole area in terms of for their school and for Yuma Union as well.
So what are some of the things facing the city of Somerton, I guess, the pros of and cons? I mean, I know if you're going to be growing, the utility thing has to be in place. Any other things that you guys are having challenges with to keep the growth going down there?
Well, there's obviously utilities and the infrastructure is one big, huge thing, obviously, but the other one is making sure that we have the that level of service that we need to provide to our constituents, our residents, and future commercial development. We have to maintain. That's obviously the big thing. Salaries are increasing. That's also always an issue. And making sure that we have enough staffing to make sure things get up to par. The great thing about this year, at least we just started this week, and hopefully continuing next week, we have the Arizona Department of Corrections inmates. They do assist in mowing and helping with the retention basins and so forth. So that's great assistance, in obviously with a recycling plant as well. So all that kind of plays in the same tune in terms of making sure everything kind of runs smooth and moving forward.
Now with the high school and that, and I think a couple years ago you guys put in a new park. Is there any new parks on the horizon, or are you guys parked out for now?
No. Actually, it's a partnership with Yuma Union. They need a couple of fields. They need some JV fields in there, so we're going to assist with that. We obviously need a pond in order to irrigate. They have about, about 25, 30 acres that needs to be irrigated for their areas, and then obviously our park, and then there is a retention basin in there. So about 50 acres or so we have to make sure that we irrigate. So
yeah, it's like a little fishing pond, a little place to hang out with
the family.
It's
going to be an awesome, a beautiful site.
Yeah,
we have a great concept at this point, and this year we're going to end up making sure that we have all the drawings and engineering to make sure that this happens by the time school opens up.
Now, I know with Yuma Catholic, you know, they have their fields, but the city has fields around them, and the city shares it with the high school. Is that going to be that type of arrangement?
Exactly, it is. It's facility usage agreement.
Okay. Well,
yes.
That's good for everybody. I mean, you're not doing it twice. You know, you need two fields, just need one field.
Exactly.
and I know the cost of keeping those fields up isn't cheap either.
No. We're looking at probably just to maintain that area about three or four people just to make sure that those are up to par.
Sure. Hey, we'll take our first break here. This is Money Talk, 5, 6 a.m.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m. Tom Rush here with Yuma Investment Group. We are our guest today from the city of Somerton. We got the state administrator, Jerry Cabrera, and we also got the business development, Hector Papilla, and we're talking about what's going down in Somerton. And the big thing is the development, the Parkview Commerce Development.
That is right.
And we want to go a little bit into details because there are some... you said that was 6 lots? Is that how many?
7 lots.
7 lots down there? And 3 are pretty much being spoken for,
yeah,
committed? Yep. So let's talk about the 3 lots that are committed. Who's going down there and what kind of business is it?
Yeah, the lot number 1 is going to go for Sunset Community Health.
Okay.
Their plan is to move their offices from downtown Somerton to the new location. And they're proposing a two-story building. 24,000, 25,000 square feet building.
That's a big building.
So they're expanding and bringing more employment into the city.
Mm-hmm.
Lot number 2 is 2 commercial buildings, 14,000 square feet each. And lot number 7 is going to be dedicated for 4 Avenue Gym. City Council just selected the proposal last Tuesday. So those 3 are right now committing. The lot number 3, as part of the subdivision, is dedicated for a hotel site. So anyone listening right now with a hotel background or investment, we invite you to call the City of Somerton Economic Development, and we can help you to get a site right there.
So what's the population now of Somerton?
Well, the census hasn't been received, but we're closer to about 20,000.
Okay, and there's really the only hotel is up by the Cocoa Paw Casino.
That's correct.
Yeah, which is a pretty good distance. So a hotel seems like with the 20,000 people, it could be supportive.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing that we also seen is some research that just came from real estate, and we're also in need as for more apartments, condos, and townhouses. That's one big thing that Yuma County itself is in need, especially for South County.
And you mentioned, too, that you kind of got a supply-demand issue as far as building residential houses.
Yeah, right now, when I get some calls, people are looking for homes or apartments. And so we have a big demand for housing in Somerton. And so we start communicating with developers, residential developers, not only apartments but also single-family.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of areas right now in Somerton so it's zoned residential. So we just need to have the investment coming into those areas.
I see. The so the one lot that has the two 14,000 square feet commercial buildings, they're just gonna basically try to rent them out for retail, probably. Or is there, you know, what's gonna go in those buildings? Or not yet.
Yeah, right now there's it's gonna be speculative. No, like okay. buildings.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
I mean the developer is actually has in mind a way too.
Yeah, okay.
To bring it to the location. I mean, I'm not able to say it yet, but it's working really hard on finding the tenants.
We got two very strong tenants that are coming down to not relocate, but to add to their franchise.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all three of those lots were bought by Yuma people. Fourth Avenue is the family, you know, and then the Sunset. I think that's based by Yuma. And, then how about, and the other building is
Yuma.
Yuma? Okay.
Well, they're Yuma, but essentially they've always been Somertonian.
Okay.
Most of the Sunset is started in Somerton.
Oh, okay.
Where the city hall is at right now.
Yeah, okay.
So it was so back in the day.
I didn't know that. But I see their houses. I see their places on 24th Street and over by Avenue B by IC Church, so they're a pretty big outfit now.
Yeah, they are. And one thing that we've noticed is that if you go to a Facebook site, what's it called, Hector? Those were the days from Somerton. A lot of the families, old families that were from Somerton, they still remember Somerton back in the days. Somerton has always been kind of, at one point, an events type of community. And we want to go back to those days in terms of what people used to like and make sure that they come back and love what they left behind.
I remember seeing some of those pictures, and some of those buildings were truly, you know, you wouldn't recognize that they were in Somerton. I mean, they were the old, kind of looked like a courthouse kind of feeling, right?
Exactly. And some of those are still standing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we have our commercial bank also in downtown Somerton, and we have our hotel right there in downtown Somerton.
Okay, yeah. Someone told me at one point there was like three banks in Somerton, wasn't there, in the heyday?
Probably, because there were at one point, I think, four or five bars.
Yeah, yeah.
There were three banks, and then there was some theater, and there was a lot of things going down in Somerton.
Yeah. So I wonder why people would go down there for in the old days, and I'm talking probably 30s, 40s, 50s, for entertainment. It was just good place to go down there and have fun, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Wouldn't you go?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be like Dayton someday, you know? It's going to be the place to go. So as far as development with you guys' new lot by the high, or the new project by the high school, you guys also have some individual space in downtown. I'm going to talk a little bit about that and what the city plans, like with the old city office.
Yeah, we have the old city hall site. Right there in the middle of downtown, across the street from the new city hall. That's also, the city council is looking for proposals on that site. It has to go through a bidding process as well. So that's about, maybe it's about 25,000 square feet area. But because of the zoning classification, there's no parking required. You can go up two or three stories up. But the intent is to bring commercial, office, employment related,
mm-hmm.
and also maybe a restaurant venue at that corner. So any of those kind of proposals will be great for that location.
But there's still plenty of parking spaces in that same area, even if it's not required.
Yeah.
But we are definitely looking for the old city hall, some sort of partnership with the city. We do have to make some engineering structural designs on there. We want to make sure that it's obviously safe for anyone coming in, so we want to make sure that we provide that as well. So we're looking for that partnership.
So the old city office is 25,000 square feet? Or that's the
not
a,
the actual parcel.
Okay, okay. What's the square footage of the office, you know?
The building is 6,000 square feet total.
Okay, that's nice. Nice size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because on the east side of that building, there's more parking as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's made out of brick, you know, so we've got to make sure it's structurally sound. So
yeah.
We're going to be working on that design this
okay.
year. And retrofit it here probably within this year, next year as well.
So let's get into the entertainment side a little bit.
Oh, man. I know you're talking.
So I know the Tamale Fest is probably one of your bigger fundraisers out there. Or what's your big go-tos if you're from Yuma and want to go down there? And
well, there's going to be quite a few. Obviously, Tamale Festival has taken the first step in making sure they put Summerton on the map, and they've done a great job in marketing and providing that service to our Yuma County folks. And that usually is, you know, holds about anywhere about 40,000 to 50,000 people
mm-hmm.
in itself. So it's a great fundraiser for scholarships. That they do a great job. Next comes in line is the Corn Festival. It happens here in November. I think it's on November 6th that's going to happen. And that also started with the high school, you know, that partnership and making sure that it provides some sort of acknowledgement of what was going on with Summerton High School.
Mm-hmm.
And they do fundraising for the high school. They're going to put some amenities and maybe hopefully some scholarships as well, but that's a different entity in itself.
Is there like all different kinds of food made out of corn too?
Absolutely, yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah. So the Tamale Festival, obviously,
yeah.
Tamales,
yeah.
And then the Corn Festival, anything that's made out of corn, and
sure.
You can think of anything you want. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You got all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
But there's one more that we're adding. And it's looking great. We're doing a UTV block party. That's October 2nd. In itself, we have a lot of sponsors already. We're opening this baby up for a lot of the UTV side-by-side riders to come down and visit Summerton. We want them down there. It's going to be kind of a show-and-shine type of activities. We have a lot of things going on stage that will be great for entertainment, a lot of music. So hopefully that will take off in itself.
Mm. So I have cable, so I have too many channels. But UT, what is that exactly?
Oh, the utility vehicle. It's like a Razor, Can-Am,
okay.
Any new.
I think it was a TV.
Oh no! It's a UTV. Yeah.
Okay. All the toys. Bring the toys.
Bring the toys out.
Yeah.
So it'll be more for the Can-Ams and the Razors. And there's a lot of new ones coming out. Speed as well. So there's just a lot of things going on. And we want to invite all the community members because we, you know, obviously October 2nd, that area is the initiation of the year for dune season. And that's what when it kicks off. Before dune season, come to Summerton, enjoy, have fun, and bring your side-by-side to show.
Get one of those fields out there and plow them under and do a little racetrack and see if you can.
Actually, we're thinking about that. We're having some jumps and whatnot for motorcycles, and we might have a race here probably in County 19 or Speedway.
Yeah,
we're kind of having conversations, but definitely going to happen.
October, huh?
October 2nd. Don't forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to start seeing it across Yuma County in itself.
Good. What do you guys see projection on growth? I mean, I know you guys project out growth population, but you guys growing at a certain rate. What do you think your growth rate is for people?
Hector, you want to answer that?
Yeah, the population, is, even though it's not really high right now because of the demand for housing,
uh-huh.
That's what I comment about the housing supply is kind of low,
mm-hmm.
But the demand is high. Once the developers or the they come to Summerton, of course, you know, the rate is going to go up.
Yeah.
I don't know, because of demand's hype and supply low,
yeah.
The growth is kind of steady.
But even the last 5 years, it seems like it's grown quite a bit. What's been the growth rate looking back 5 years?
Yeah, for the existing residential parcel, yes, it's almost complete. Once we complete 69 lots on the BSO Phase 3,
uh-huh.
Phase 4 is already complete. Once that's complete, there's no actually other parcels under construction.
Okay.
We have residential land right now, zone,
yeah.
But we don't have the actual supply.
I see. So, hey, we'll talk about this when we get back here. This is Money Talk, 5:60 a.m.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Hey, Yuma, this is Tom Rush. This is Money Talk. We're here with the people down from the city of Somerton. We've got Jerry Calabero, who's the city administrator. We also have Hector Tapia, who's the business development. We're pretty much talking about what's going on down in South County. And it looks like you guys are pushing for the right moves of growth, which is good, good for the tax base, for the people, and supplying the utilities and the water and such. You mentioned you got your three big kind of fundraising events for either the town or the nonprofits. The first one's going to be October
October 2nd, UTV. November 6th, I believe, is the Corn Festival and Tamal Festival. I still don't know the date, but it'll be kind of like the third.
The third Saturday of the month.
Okay.
Yeah, in December.
In 2021, December.
This year, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you guys got bam, bam, bam. So.
Oh, absolutely. The next couple of months are going to be extremely busy. And then on February, we have the Greater Day, so that's another parade. And,
oh, okay.
And so, yeah, we're kind of back to normal. Hopefully this pandemic goes over. Obviously, we still have to be cognizant and make sure that people kind of are aware. But the vaccine and whatnot, so that's taking place, and mm-hmm. and most of our community has been vaccinated, which is great. That's why we have seen kind of low numbers for our city.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys, the long goal of the city too is make it family orientated too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're rebranding ourselves in a way that we're inviting families. So you'll start seeing more of a banners and more marketing as far as the city of Somerton, that we invite families, more diverse and family-orientated community. Not only that, we're doing the same type of thing for businesses as well, inviting the businesses that we're really flexible with many of the businesses to come down to Commerce. We will assist as much as possible, obviously, and then a city for events. So we want to be known for all these three items, and back in the day, as the website states, it's great, and we want to bring those things back to the city of Somerton, so people can come back from wherever they're at in the world or in the nation, and mm-hmm. Come visit down your old Somerton and what the new Somerton is.
Yeah. Yeah, also for the businesses, we have the one-stop shop philosophy. We actually help the development and the building permit and planning application really fast.
Okay.
So the time that we spend the developer or the architect, engineer, to submit plans to the city is really quick. So we're trying to assist from day one all the way to open the business.
Okay, so less red tape.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's good for business, right?
Yeah,
it is.
We're fast in some of
So I don't know much about this. I'll ask some basic questions, but what's the sales tax in Somerton?
Well, we have a 3.3%.
Okay.
For the city only.
Yeah. So is that in kind of property taxes is
right.
where it's coming from?
Yes.
Okay.
The revenue there and the property. Yes.
Yeah. That's and, right. Businesses will help because, jobs, but so, yeah.
This helps with the overall level of service that we need to provide to our community and our commercial business developers. It's kind of like a cohesive partnership.
Hand in hand.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Sometimes it's tough, but we have to provide a service to the business itself, obviously.
I've seen you guys before talking that. I mean, you guys are very, very optimistic, people, which is good.
Oh, absolutely.
sometimes you go in more, the vibe is, what do you want? That's going to be the X, Y, and Z, So you guys are very open about that. So that's good. Businesses want that.
Yeah, and I think it has changed overall. People seem to be more enjoying coming down. Just like everything else, there's a couple of issues here and there. You're always trying to better yourself. So that's one thing we are definitely looking at to every day, make sure that we're providing a service. And if we mess up, let's fix it and make sure that not only for the residents, but for the businesses alike, to make sure they have a smooth transition. We're making a lot of changes within the city hall, which a lot of technology, more resources, more online type of purchases as well. So we're moving along that area to make sure that service that we provide is an easy transition and it's friendly. This whole pandemic kind of changed everybody's mind, and they're doing more online type of purchasing and bill pay. So we're moving into more of that area, and we saw it. Normally, we would have seen 80, 60 people come in on a daily basis to City Hall, but now it's been 10, maybe 12, 15 at the most. So that transition did occur, and we're seeing it. But now, in itself, we have to make sure that we provide that technology for them to not have any issues from the end user as well.
Sure.
Also, the city also has a vision for the future, and that's the most important part in city planning. And you have to have a goal for the future. So we're looking into 20 years. That's the progress of Somerton.
Sure.
Step by step until we get there.
And it takes a while, obviously, 20 years. And by the time it's seen on paper or concept, then 20 years, 15 years, you see it. Like I said, the high school was started almost 15 years ago, So now, after that time, it's coming to fruition.
Yeah.
So it takes a long time, and obviously, the infrastructure plays a huge role in this whole thing.
So hopefully in the 20-year plan, there's a golf course somewhere down there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the 25-year plan.
Hey, Tom, we need investors,
Hey, people like to live around golf courses.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's right now, Coca Rio Colorado, I think they're trying their best to make sure that they provide that service, and they're moving along that area. So
what's the golf course out there?
The small golf course they have there, the nine hole. It's great for the winter visitors. They come. I mean, it's always packed.
And that's still owned by the Coca Paw, right?
That is right. Yeah, okay. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking to them, see how we can assist in any way, shape, or form to continue that golf course.
Now, is that they're pretty much an island? I mean, they don't have any other property around there, do they, the Coca Paw, or is that just the golf course?
It's just the golf course itself. They do have that back nine, and I believe they're trying to do some sort of development there. I'm not too sure yet. We haven't seen any concepts, but that's what they're working on as well.
Sure. Well, you know, you got dove season coming up here pretty quick, so I'm sure that's going to, like, every town in Yuma vicinity is going to be flooded with hunters and that.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You hear this pop on a daily basis where you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're... Well, maybe I don't wake up at 4, but
the alarm clock.
I can hear it, yeah.
But
it's fun, you know, seeing all those folks coming down, and we love them, and we'll make sure that we provide that service to them for retail or for the food industry. You know, we have to provide.
Yeah.
So. And actually, the area is called Gold Valley. The whole area, the golf course.
Yeah, yep. Depends on what the farmers put in the ground, but that can cause more does if it's, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
A little
wheat
field here and there, never hurt anybody.
That's right. We're you know, hopefully once the high school gets built, there is about 180 acres that we have on the north side of the high school for more development, that more residential that's been zoned for residential. Mm-hmm. There's some property owners that are developers. Hopefully they come talk to us and make sure that we provide them that service that they need so they can start developing some more residents.
Sure. Do you guys do much discussion with the city of San Luis, Mexico, or Mexicali, as far as promoting Somerton? Because I'm sure there's money across the border that could help develop too, or you guys just haven't done much of that?
Yeah, we do through the Front County D.
Uh-huh.
It's an agency, organization formed by the mayors of Welton, Yuma, Somerton, San Luis.
Yeah.
So we work really close to San Luis, Rio Colorado, Mexico, Mexicali, El Centro, Calexico, and Tijuana. So actually we are working together with those organizations.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of months ago they invited me for a reunion of all the businesses and trying to see if they can come across the border, because they know that Somerton's vision. And they can see that growth, and they're really interested in coming down. Unfortunately, with the pandemic, obviously the borders have been closed, so they're having some issues crossing the border and that aspect of it. But they do definitely want to come down. We have some growth as far as the Avenue B corridor, all the way from Cesar Chavez. So it's coming along. It's just, like I said, it takes time. 20 years might seem like a long time, but you know, when it comes fast. This whole development on the Parkview Commerce, you know, it's interesting, but everybody's coming at the same time. And we have elementary, high school, and some commercial developments. And
so the next 5 years, you see a lot of visual changes.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
In the next year or so, you're going to start seeing a lot of construction.
Yeah.
APS finished some of that construction, and that's the other partner that we want to make sure that they're in line with the schedule to provide that service.
Now, I know... ADVC has a satellite place in San Luis. Is there any higher education? And so that's another area, right? I mean,
yes.
It doesn't have to be big, but...
No, when I spoke with Dr. Kaur a couple of months ago, obviously the ADVC is at Somerton Middle School currently.
Okay.
There has been talk that they're going to end up being partnering with Yuma Union High School District in that area as far as for classes.
Yeah. I tell you, nowadays, the way these high schools, if they can do it right, you get your kids credit while they're in high school for junior college, and even if it saves them 1 year, I mean, that's money for the parents, but it's also quicker for them to graduate.
Exactly. My daughter did that, and I think the credit was $25. It was more affordable that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. I mean, my actually daughter did it, too, at Yuma Catholic, and by her having 1 year behind her, she goes to school in Texas. So I think the tuition there is like $40,000 a year. So indirectly,
exactly.
Take me $40,000 if she can keep her schedule. So that's a big deal. So
it helps overall.
Yeah.
It helps overall.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And the bigger thing I've seen in Somerton is some of the leaders out there, like Pepe Moreno. I mean, all those guys were from Somerton, got educated, came back. Yourself, you know. So, I mean, it's good to see those type of people coming back and contributing and, you know, growing.
You know, several years ago, there was one gentleman that asked me about, you know, people always leaving and never coming back. I said, no, you should see we have more doctors, engineers, teachers, leaders that actually do stay in Somerton.
Yeah.
And they continue after so many years. We know that they love Somerton and they want to stay.
Yeah, good place to raise a family.
Absolutely.
Yep. Hey, we're taking another break here. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
Kagerberg branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Hey Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush, Yuma Investment Group here. We got our guest today from Somerton, City of Somerton. We got the business developer, Hector, and we got the city administrator, Jerry. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we get a little feel for what's going down in Somerton, and it looks like you guys are on a good pathway to keep growth coming and business friendly and family orientated, and get that nice park going with the pond and all that, which is, you know, we put a nice little touch on things. You talked about also in the vision, and it's a longer vision, of maybe even having trying to get a spot there where people can live in a community where they don't have to drive or do much because everything's within
the
same area.
Yeah, so the idea is for that whole area, kind of a unit development, meaning that many of the folks that live in that area of the high school, the Somerton Elementary, and the Commerce area, in the park, obviously, they won't need to drive anywhere other than, you know, wherever they need to go. But other than that, at least for that area in itself, they have a high school, they have an elementary, a walking distance to the middle school, they have retail, and obviously a health right next door as well. So in restaurants, and we're also working trying to bring a grocery store in that same vicinity. So in itself, you know, people don't have to drive far in order to get these amenities and their needs met on a daily basis. So yeah, that's the idea of that whole Parkview Commerce.
And I think the younger generations are stretching out. They're not getting married as young as some of us had. But I think a lot of them like the fact they don't want a yard, they don't want to do maintenance, so they want the, I call it urban living a little bit, where, you know, whether it's an apartment complex or some type of condominium, and it's, you know, they can walk here, walk there, and they can not have to worry about any of those problems. So
sometimes it's hard to do the yard. That's why we have kids sometimes. Mm-hmm. Have them do the yard. Just I'm just kidding, my son. Yeah. I'm sure he's listening. No, but he obviously helps with the yard. But yeah, most of everyone doesn't like to do yard. So yeah. You know, and water is an issue as well. You know, we have to always look out for the water. And desert landscaping is always best for the environment and for the ag business as well. So overall, it helps.
Yeah, I had a conversation with a couple of new teachers that came from out of state. And they're like, look, in Yuma, if you either stay in an old apartment complex, because some of the apartment complexes are pretty old and beat up, or you get your own house, but then you have all the maintenance of that. They wanted, like, you know, if there's a place downtown where it'd be just simple, you know.
In and out.
You know, safe, simple, and in and out, and no, don't have to worry too much. I mean, that's what I think the single generation is looking for, you know.
Maintenance of a house and apartment, it's still an issue, obviously, but the least or less maintenance you have to do, the better it is for the owner, obviously.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point that you touched, because some developers in the idea of having bigger lots is better.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the new generation is actually looking for a smaller lot with the more multifamily, less expenses on maintenance. And that's a transition that other cities are going through.
Mm-hmm.
But in this area, I think we're going to go through a transition to understand that bigger lots is not better than small lots.
Yeah. We're looking at having conversations regarding the lot sizes here the next month or so with our council, just to inform and make sure they're aware of what's happening, not necessarily just in Somerton, but obviously countywide and globally. Yeah. Just to have that.
I know when I'm driving through Phoenix on I-10, you see these kind of massive, nice-looking urban living kind of places, and I always wonder why Yuma doesn't have any of that, or Somerton, or anywhere else.
Yeah, we're definitely looking into all that area in terms of what we can do for our residents. Our residents are changing. That's like Hector mentioned, is a transition period that we're going through, and we want to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. The Somerton, is it? It kind of bumps up against the Kokopah Reservation. I've been out there. Are you guys on the
east side?
Yeah,
on the east side. Yes.
Okay.
So we go kind of, it jogs down on County 15, 14 and a half, and then comes back on Avenue B, and then down on 15 as well.
You guys have any annexing in the future, or that's not?
We do. We're looking at in some areas to assist.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of a fine balance. We want to make sure that we have the infrastructure readily available for that annexation. So we want to make sure that's keen, and that's first before we start annexing some of these areas that we believe that they'll be good for the residents. Obviously, that's primary, and there's commercial development as well.
Sure.
So another thing that we're looking at is, you know, we've been talking about Parkview a lot, but there's other projects that we're working on currently, and that's a new skate park that's coming to Joe Munoz. We had some community members, some kids actually assisting to make sure that their amenities were met. One thing that when we saw, we showed them the concept, a face that I will never forget that makes everything worth it is just one of the kids just was in awe of what we're doing, you know, making sure that we have some pipes and
mm-hmm.
They wanted. And so there, I just saw the kid's face, and it was just like, this is worth it.
So compared on Cesar Chavez Avenue, where's that located at in comparison?
It's southeast.
Okay.
Southeast of Cesar Chavez.
Okay.
And that's, I don't know, I think it's about 3,000, 4,000 square feet of maybe it's more.
Yeah,
the location will be like a quarter mile south of Main Street.
Okay.
In Somerton Avenue, on the west side of Somerton Avenue.
It's the little things like that make the community, you know, too, and family.
Oh, absolutely. We just completed a basketball court that's been in the making for a while now, but Kokopah assisted with that funding. And
hopefully there'll be some tennis courts at the high school.
That's right. We're going to assist. It's not only a basketball court, but it's a volleyball court as well. So we made it into both. And obviously we will end up helping with facility usage with the high school as well. But we're also adding an extension of a community center, another about 7,000 square feet. We need a place where if there's another pandemic, hopefully there's an emergency situation, you know, kind of like what Tacna unfortunately had a couple of days ago here with the microburst. If there's a need to where to put some of these folks, at least there's a location for them. So that's an extension. But obviously we'll end up using it for other activities as well, for boxing or wrestling. So we want to provide those services as well.
Yeah, and probably rent it out to weddings and quinceañeras.
It's been rented already, so yeah. Yes. and finally, you know, after 20 years or so, that place was cooled off with swamp coolers. It's time for HVACs, and actually, we just sent the contracts out, so they're going to start constructing or adding HVAC units into that location. Been a while.
Yeah. No way can you film, Thomas. Yeah.
But the growth is coming, and we're doing the best possible from the vision that Mayor and Council has directed, and we're going to provide those services to our residents, our commercial, and future investors.
Perfect.
So come down, and we'll make sure that you're taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah, so if anyone's interested in learning more about this, they can contact and have like a private viewing to look at the different places and properties and see if it might fit what they're trying to do.
Absolutely. Hector can...
Yeah. They can call me at the office at 928-722-7390, and I can show the city and different sites.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm sure I'll have you guys on in the future just to hear more updates as far as what's going on and who's coming in. And so there are 7 lots out there in the Parkview commercial development, and there's 3 that are taken. So any of the listeners out there, you got 4 left.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you look at the whole area in terms of the number of people in that area, it's going to be quite a few amounts of folks. Not only the high school kids of 1,100, 1,200 kids, at least the initial phase, plus you have the employment of the teachers and so forth, and then that's across the street. You'll have the elementary again, and there's 2 elementaries right close to it. So as far as the economic development and the retail in terms of restaurants, and there's going to be plenty of area for folks to be.
I do a little shout out. My sister's the vice principal out there, and my other sister's the counselor at Yuma Catholic, and she says the quality of kids that come out of Somerton and go to Yuma Catholic are you know, they know a very, very high trained, and that she's impressed. I mean, they're qualified to go to.
Tiffany has done a great job there. Tiffany, and I'll give it out to the governing board and Dr. Knoll. She's made strides to make sure that the curriculum is set forth. You know, it's interesting. A couple of years ago when I was there, a lot of the UMA schools were looking at what Dr. Knoll was doing with the curriculum because she made those kids grow, especially those ESL kids.
Uh-huh.
It was very interesting. You would compare it to the other Gawain and other kids, and they were just...
Yeah.
Just as good. I mean, it wasn't any different,
but she was pushing. Yeah.
And Tiffany, you know, obviously a great principal now. She's at Orangeville.
Yeah.
Principal. Congratulations, Tiffany.
So, anyways, before we wind this thing down, any last thoughts or anything you want the listeners to know?
We just want to make sure that everyone's aware that we're open for business more than anything else. We're open for business. We're open for residents. And any ideas that people may have in order for us to provide a service to them, just let us know. Give Hector a call. Mm-hmm. Give me a call, and we'll make sure that you're provided with information. And
nothing's off the table.
Nothing's off the table. Just bring us an idea. We'll try to make sure it happens. Obviously, the final word is mayor and council. Mm-hmm. we take guidance from them, but ultimately that growth and balance between ag is important, very important, and the residents. So we there's always a fine line and a fine balance as well.
I know you missed seeing it, and you guys kind of mentioned on break, but, you know, California, some of these businesses are looking to find a better place to do business.
And that's a great point. Obviously, our business and employment is a little bit more affordable than other places, especially California. So, yes, definitely more than welcome.
Yep. Hey, thanks for having you guys on. This is Money Talk. Everybody have a great weekend. Just as me.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.